Hey everyone, welcome to Thomas and the Bible. This is episode 87. I did skip a week. Finally, I was on a real roll there, and that's probably why I think the Bible got the best of me last week. I just couldn't do it. No, I didn't have time. But I'm back. I'm back, as you can tell. You're listening to this, so that's a good sign. I wish the air were turned off, but it's not, so sorry if you can hear that. I always start these things and then forget, so it's on, and that's how that goes. Sorry. different setup. Oh, I already told the video people that. Doesn't really apply to you audio people, except that hopefully it sounds a bit less echoey. Not positive that that's the case, but I'm doing my best here. I'm sick of the terrible quality, the echoey quality, because I have good gear. You know, I guess I'm not a good apartment. Okay, glass of water, drink. And we're on 14. Oh, and I don't even know what to say about this reading, honestly. It's bad, guys and gals. It's not fun. So I'll do my best, but I don't even know that Cedric the Entertainer could make this entertaining, even though it's in his name. I don't think even he could make this part of the Bible worth reading. In the second year of Joash, son of... I'm also definitely standing for this one, if you couldn't tell already by hearing it. I don't know. Just because I would not get through this if I weren't standing. I would pass out. Second Joash, already bored. Son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. Oh, forgot to do my plugs. First of all, check out my Two for Flinching podcast, but also, come on, guys, get on my Twitter. I started it for the other show, and the Twitter is at WW24Flinching, at WW24Flinching. A little confusing, I know. I'm just doing it now. I'm just tweeting stuff. It's not related to one show or the other. It's just jokes. They're funny. But I don't have that many followers, so I got all this great material, and it's not getting enjoyed by that many people. So come on, come join me on Twitter. Follow me. Just make a dummy account. Anyone who doesn't have Twitter. First of all, who doesn't have Twitter? I'm literally the last person to get into Twitter, so that means all of you have it, because I didn't do it forever. I knew nothing about it like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, but then I got on it. And it's really fun to. I like writing jokes in that format. It's hard. Figured it out, kind of. But at first, I was like, "Geez, this is really." There are a lot of people who are really funny on Twitter. So if you don't have Twitter, they need my plug. They need my advertising. So I'm going to advertise for this site, Twitter.com. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, the more importantly, most important announcement. I got invited to do the cognitive dissonance. 100th episode? I was gonna say 100th, but then I was like, that doesn't seems like they've been doing more than that. But no, it's probably, yeah, it's 100th. I was thinking, is it 1,000th? Then I was like, there's no way it's 1,000th, because there haven't been podcasts for that many weeks. Yeah, there probably has, but anyway, no, 100th episode. I already recorded it a few days ago or yesterday in some circles. Some people have decided days are 24 hours. According to those people, I did it yesterday. Not that this matters to you, because it will be posted whenever the hell they feel like it, which will be, no, I'm not that they don't post stuff, but it'll be like, I think they said Sunday. I don't know. Depends on how they do it. But yeah, I'm, guest on there. I'm really honored to be a guest on their 100th show, which, means I think maybe I did a good job on their show, because they like me back and they gave me that special invitation. So, I know that a lot of you listeners are probably referred from that show, so they're great guys, great show. And if you aren't, if I have you as a listener and I didn't get you from that show, well, then check out their show, because they got me a lot of listeners, and I'll try to give back in what way I can. So check out their show. It's great for atheist related news and stuff. It's a good. They always have a funny take on stuff, but they definitely cover a lot of just what's in the news for atheism, even all week on Facebook too. It's not just on their show. So a lot of coverage there if you want to know kind of what the funny stories of religion and atheism and all that. So anyway, gonna be on that. Looking forward to it. Look for that to come out Sunday, I believe. That's what they said. So having said all that, not entertaining stuff, but still comparatively, you'll once I start reading this part of the Bible, you'll be wishing I was still plugging my stuff that you're not gonna bother listening to. You'd rather just hear me plug shows that don't even exist. You'd rather hear me just make up shows, and just like plug them. That would be more entertaining than what I'm doing. Where was I? He was 20 and 5. Some guy took over. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter who. They plug it. Oh, I'm getting clicks and pops. Okay, still got to fix that issue. I think it's a hard drive thing, which I started to fix but then didn't finish before having to record. So somebody's king, doesn't matter who, because they just plug it into this template, or template, some people pronounce it. I'm not sure which is right there. Who's right, who's wrong? I don't know. Who am I to say? I don't have a book governing these things, a holy book to tell me the morals of pronunciation. But they just plug it into a template, pretty much. It's like, so this guy, here's the template for all this reading. So at this time, X, some person, John Doe, took over for as king. But he was okay, except that he didn't get rid of the high places. That's mainly their God's complaint, I guess, like not getting rid of the high places for worship. And so he's bad, and just because of that one reason, and he eventually was either killed or something. And then another guy takes over, and that's it. And that you repeat 100 times. I don't even know how many times it is, but feels like 100. And that's the book. That's the old book there. That's what it is. So that little formula fits this entire reading that we're reading, pretty much, with like a couple variations. So you can just turn me off. Doesn't even matter. It would hurt my feelings if I knew that you actually were just turning off this podcast right now. I'd get a little hurt. I'd think, not like mad, but I'd question myself, question my abilities. It's only human. But I'll just try to remember that it's because of the boring. It's because the book is so boring. No, I'll do my best to make it entertaining. And his mother's name was Jehoiadin of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did according to all things as Joash his father did. Howbeit, the high places were not taken away, as yet the people did sacrifice and burnt incense on the high places, which apparently is bad. I don't know. I guess that means that high places imply other gods, I guess. Excuse me. And it came to pass, as soon as the kingdom was confirmed in his hand, that he slew his servants, which had slain the king his father. Oh, so he's kind of taken revenge on whoever killed his father, now that he has the kingdom in hand. But the children of the murderers... Oops. Let me scroll, please. Thank you. Let me scroll down. There we go. But the children of the murderers he slew not, according unto that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, nor the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall be put to death for his own sin. He slew of Edom in the valley of Salt 10,000, and took Sela by war, and called the name of it Jokthiel unto this day. How do they know what day this day is? I don't know. Have they checked? Do they check every day they print this thing? Do they update the internet? Like, is it still called that to this day? Yeah, okay. Otherwise, they need to change a lot of these to May 23rd, 1460. I don't know. That might be when one of these things isn't true anymore. How do they know? They don't know. Then Amaziah sent... Sounds like a Las Vegas magician or something. Amazia. It's Amaziah. So it's probably like Amazia or something like that. But it really could be read like amaze you. Like Amazia. Wow, clever name for that cool magician. Sent messengers to Jehosh, the son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us look one another in the face. in your face. And Jehoash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give thy daughter to my son to wife. I don't think thistle or cedar have daughters or sons. So that's the only problem with this little metaphor he's using, you know, because it's not literally true. That's a problem for a metaphor, right? Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And there passed a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trode down the thistle. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even though in Judah with thee? But Amaziah would not hear. Therefore Jehoash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongeth to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to their tents. And Jehoash, king of Judah, took Amaziah, king of... Jehoash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim under the corner gate 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and hostages and returned to Samaria. Now, it's your favorite part of any book, you know, any chapter in Kings 2, 2 Kings. You know what it is. Come on, everyone. Say it. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash, which he did, and his might, and how he fought with Amaziah, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Hi, Unbelief Steve, who just logged on to the Ustream. Yes, it is on. I could see your message. Thank you. So, yeah, as usual, you can log into the Ustream if you wanna. Yeah, there goes the air. Good, that's a little less noisy. For me, anyway. I don't know if that comes through to you guys. Yes, so written in the Chronicles of Narnia, everything else. And while maybe some of you still haven't died of boredom, I'm going to make this point. Why? That's it. Why? Why is this? Why is this written this way? Why would this be written this way? I don't understand. Quick water drink before I go on a slight tangent. If you're writing this holy book, you guys, I don't know if you know this. I think I mentioned it. I didn't know, and obviously until I looked, because I don't know anything about the Bible ahead of time. I try to keep it fresh. I know a few things, but whatever. I'm like a jury. You know, you try to find it. That's perfect analogy. I'm like the jury for the Bible, and they try to find people who are like, do you know anything about the Bible? Do you have any judgments about the Bible? Do you think, you know, and I'm trying to be the, you know, sort of unbiased as best I can. Not exactly unbiased, because it's already just the concept is stupid. So like, I'd already, in order to even read this book in earnest, I'd have to believe the idea that there could be a stupid this is not an explicit show. There'd have to be a stupid effing, hey, Unbelief Steve, I already explained that in the beginning. I know you came on late, but I don't want to redo it just because it'll kind of bring down the show. But when you go back and listen or watch this, you'll see my explanation for the different studio background. Anyway, I'd already have to believe the idea that there is could even be a book written by a god. You know, like that is on here. Like I'd already have to be kind of stupid to even buy that premise. And if I did just buy that premise and I was trying to be neutral, I'd have to read every single book anyone ever claimed to be the book, you know? And the only reason we do read the Bible and or any, you know, any other major holy book is just numbers. It's just a numbers game. Like, there are tons of quote-unquote holy people and holy, you know, prophets who have writings, and we don't read them because we don't even hear of them, or there aren't enough people who think it's, real. But anyway, so I can't be unbiased exactly, but I can read this book. What I can do is I try to accept the premise and say, like, okay, maybe for argument's sake, I'll accept, like, maybe this is a book from a god. And then I approach it from that as a reader who's just like, okay, I've accepted that premise. I'm going to check it out. And immediately it's already infinitely stupid with the knowledge we have today, of course. What the hell point was oh, yeah, I remember. But so having said all that, one of the judgments I have to make is why in the world would you have these chapters, these two books, rather, not chapters, these two books, First Kings, Second Kings, where you're constantly telling us that all these things are written in the very next two books. First and Second Chronicles are the next two books. I am really not looking forward to that. I'm hoping that somehow I'm wrong and they're not written in this, like maybe there's some other Chronicles or it's Chronicle, like I don't know. It is an irrational hope. And I'm pretty much positive that I'm wrong, but I do hope that somehow Chronicles is not just this stuff. Like why would that be your holy book? That makes no sense. Why not just put it in one place? Put it in one book. You don't have to, you've wasted so much of our lives and ink, and back when it was hard to print things, you've wasted tons of paper and printing press time, valuable printing press time that you're never going to get back. I know we all wish we had those precious hours that we used to spend at the printing press. I wish we had that back. You've wasted all that to print over and over this paragraph saying, "Isn't this all written, Chronicles? Come on, man!" Like 100 times. It's so ridiculous. I can't even fathom it. It's so stupid. And then, well, I have another long. Well, I don't know how long it'll be, but I have another digression just to kind of keep things somewhat entertaining, if you could call it that, during this time. So I'll save that for later. Hopefully, I'll remember. And some asshole name. I'm replace. I should just replace every king's name with some asshole. I think I can get away with that on a non explicit podcast as long as no one like reports it or something. Okay. And some asshole slept with his fathers. I'm just gonna do that. Some asshole slept with his asshole fathers who came before him. And was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and some asshole, his son, reigned in his stead. This is the best decision I've ever made. I just thought of this now. And some asshole, the son of some other asshole, king of some other asshole, oh no, this king of many assholes, lived after the death of asshole, son of asshole, king of Israel, 15 years. And the rest of, oh, already another one. And the rest of the acts of Amaziah. Oh, I wanted to say Amasia again. And the rest of the acts of a previous asshole with a magician's name, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and slew him there. And they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. Excuse me. I drink a bunch of juice yet again to try to stay awake because it's sugary, and then too much juice, not good on the stomach. So sorry, regular water time. I know the things I have to do, the non-drug related things I have to do to stay awake is just insane with this Bible. It's ugh. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, ooh, which I wish was Hank Azaria. That'd be awesome. But there's an H at the end. I think it's spelled the same except for the H, but I don't fully remember how Hank Azaria's name is spelled. But anyway, Hank Azaria. Oh, so I ruined it. And all the people of Judah took some asshole who was 16 years old and made him king instead of his father, some other asshole. And he built Elath and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. In the 15th year of some asshole, the son of some other asshole, king of Judah, some asshole, another asshole, the son of another asshole, king of Israel, began to reign in Samaria and reigned 41 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Whoa, there's another one you could save if you didn't write every time. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of some asshole, who made Israel to sin. He restored the coast of Israel from entering of Hamath unto the sea. I like this formula too, where they say that they're bad. Like they'll say like, ah, he didn't get rid of the high places. And then they'll go on to list like the good things they did, because if you said all that, I mean, already what's the point? But if you were just going to say of every single one, he sucked, here's the next one, then that would be really pointless. And although the Bible is probably capable of that level of pointlessness, I think it's trying to maintain some relevance. So it'll give like two or three accomplishments of each king. So it's like, this guy was terrible, walked not in the ways of the Lord, but he did help shipping lines, and he cleaned up the streets a little, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, so they'll list a couple things there. Unbelief Steve missed the bit about some asshole. Well, if you missed it, I will briefly recap. There's such a formulaic thing, and there's so many stupid names. I'm just saying some asshole now instead, because there's no reason to say each person's name. Just it's completely irrelevant until somebody actually does something. Then, but anyway, more on that later. He restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath. That's his little accomplishment, I guess. According to the word of the Lord, God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his servant, some asshole, the son of some other asshole, the prophet, which was of Gath-hepher. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam. I messed up. By the hand of some asshole, the son of some asshole. Now the rest of the acts of this asshole and all that he did and all his might, how he warred and how he recovered Damascus and Hamath. Well, you're telling us now too. And now you're even getting further into this ridiculousness, because you're telling me like all these things are written in another book, and you're giving me a pretty detailed list of these things. Why don't you just put them all in one book, and then I can just read them all in one place? Are they not written in the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Yeah, I hope they're not, but I hope the answer to that question is no. I really hope they wrote all this intending to later go back and write the Chronicles, and then they just didn't get around to it. And then hopefully that means the Chronicles that are coming up are just some other stuff that people put in there. That would be the best. Oh, I'm hoping. I know it's an irrational hope, but... And this asshole slept with his fathers, and even with the king of Israel, and some other asshole, his asshole's son, reigned in his stead. All right. I think that greatly improves the reading. I know about you guys. That's the end of chapter 14. Chapter 15. In the 27th year of this asshole, the king of Israel, began some other asshole, son of this other asshole's king of Judah, to reign. You know, it's getting weird and repetitive, I know, but, you know, is that any worse than just saying these stupid names that have no meaning? I mean, I argue it's the same, if not better. 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 and 50, maybe I'll have to use different words, like we, you know, I'll try to throw in some different ones, but then I have to be careful that I don't throw in, like, ones that would be under explicit, but maybe that doesn't even matter, who cares? Who the F cares? Some a-hole. Maybe we'll go with some a-hole. Maybe I'll do that. Abbreviations. 16 years old when he began to reign. I'm getting those clicks and pops. And his mother's name was, well, I don't think it's sexist. I was gonna say, well, it's female. I got to go with B word or C word, but I'm not going to. That's too. I'll go with a-hole. A-hole's equal opportunity. Don't want to be sexist here. And I'm sure she was a delightful woman. I don't know. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father A-hole had done. A-hole almost sounds like it could be a biblical name too, really. Like A-hole, like before they had that phrase. Well, they didn't have English back then, obviously. So they didn't. It's not a question of not having that phrase or not. They could have very well had, probably did have a phrase for asshole that they used like a derogatory, but since they didn't have English, maybe somebody's name was like a-hole. Maybe we already had someone like that, and I just forget. Could be. Save that the high places were not removed, as they usually aren't. The people sacrificed and burnt incense still on the high places. I don't know if I want to do it now. Do I want to do my little rant now? Now's a good time as any, because people are going to fall asleep. yeah, so What was my rant? What's about the king? What the heck was my rant? I was asking a lot. What did I just read, guys? Oh, the high places. Yeah, that was it. The high places. So it's clear from what we're reading that this wasn't written at the time, right? Or it was, if it was written at the time, then it had to be written by some outside party, right? Because the whole time there's this judgment, like, this guy did this, but he didn't do the obvious thing of getting rid of the high places. And therefore, the, you know, all these bad things happen. And they sort of have, the point is, someone wrote this from the future, judging these people in the past. And I think that's interesting, because had they known at the time that all they needed to do was, what? Had they known, I don't know what that means, Durgit, sorry, explain yourself. If you mean iPhone 4 vibration sound, then I know what you mean. I don't know. I'm just, clarify. Anyway, what was I saying? I was saying, yeah, if they knew at the time, if they had all this information at the time, like, all we need to do is get rid of these high places and then everything will be cool, according to this religion, well, they would just do it, right? I mean, there's no reason they wouldn't just get rid of the high places. Like, it's sort of saying this is what they did wrong and they're horrible people. But they either didn't know, in which case it wouldn't be their fault, or they did know and they would have just done it. Like, who in the world who knew all, had all the information, you know, like, okay, the Lord, who's God, who is God, wants us to get rid of these high places. How about we do it? Because he's all-powerful God. And if we do it, we'll have an all-powerful God on our side. Who wouldn't do that? So it does, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I think that, I wonder if, as my little hypothesis, I wonder if this appeals to people's kind of innate feeling of superiority, these stories, and that's how they kind of, you know, they get more followers, essentially. I mean, it's one of many mechanisms by which religion, this religion specifically, attracts people or keeps people, is they have this feeling of like, oh, these idiots, they did it all wrong. But see, I'm smart. I'm going to worship the Lord. I wouldn't worship at a high place. Please, you kidding me? You know, like, I think that's kind of what inspires this, or what, you know, in the evolution of ideas in our past, this, I could see this characteristic as being something that had staying power. Because I think it's really interesting, as an aside, like Dan Dennett and stuff, when they talk about the evolution of religion, it totally is a meme. You know, it totally is just an idea of many ideas that have certain qualities that evolve. And if they don't have these qualities, they're forgotten. These ideas aren't followed. And so I think this is one of those things. Like, it has a, you get a great feeling of like, oh, I'm way better than that. I would never do that. I remember as a kid thinking that, like, these people, come on. I would be way better, you know, back when I had to read these things. But it turns out it's just written poorly. I mean, it's written poorly or wrong, factually wrong, because it, if they had all the facts, they just wouldn't do that. It's just preposterous. All right, so that's that little rant. Whoa, my water just splashed for no reason. I think there's more to it. Maybe I'll remember later. We'll see. And the Lord smote that king so that he was a leper until the day of his death and dwelt in a several house. Several, I think that just means apart. And this a-hole, and some a-hole, the other a-hole's son, was over the house judging the people of the land. I like that. He was just standing there like, ah, you people. Look at this one. Overweight. Look at you, fat. Oh, that's the same thing. Look at your beard's no good. I feel like there'd be a lot of beard judging back then. Oh, that would be the judging I'd be doing. Just because back then you could judge, everybody just judged everybody probably. There's no, they weren't very progressive, you know? And one thing everybody had or needed to have was a badass beard. So I bet that was like the basement for a lot, that was the basis of a lot of judgment. And I combined those and became basement. That was probably the basis of a lot of judging. Just like, Look at this guy's beard. You call that a beard? Look at this beard. This is a great beard. I'm very proud of it. Oh, if you want to know where you are because you came late, I am on 2 Kings 15, and I'm just about to start verse 6. But anyway, about judging beards. Yeah, that's all I would be doing. I'd be like, look at this guy. Can't even, got nothing on here. Oh, see this? I just shaved this like 2 days ago. This is what I got. That's what I'd be doing if I if I were an a-hole back then. And the rest of the acts of Azariah, oh, messed up. And the rest of the acts of this a-hole and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Yeah. So Ahol slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of Ahol. And Ahol, his Ahol son, reigned in his stead. Because when one Ahol dies, you got to find another Ahol. In the 38th year of Ahol, king of Ahol, did Ahol, the son of Ahol, reign over Israel in Samaria 6 months. This really brings to light how terrible this is. It's just names. They just throw a billion names at you. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Ah, surprise. Damn, that's surprising. As his fathers had done, he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Ahol, who made Israel to sin. And Ahol, the son of Ahol, conspired against him and smote him before the people, slew him, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Ahol, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. That was the first one that wasn't a condescending question. It wasn't like, guys, isn't this, am I nuts or isn't this in another book, huh? Huh? Why are you reading this? Why are you reading me? But this one was, oh, this one's in another book. I don't know why the change in tone. This was the word of the Lord, which he spake unto Ahol, saying, thy sons, well, okay, I'll say this one, Jehu, because we talked about him before. This is a weird timeline thing, because I thought we already got through Jehu and he died. Well, any Jehu. As I was saying, thy son shall sit on... Oh, okay, yeah. So this was a previous prophecy. Thy son shall sit on the throne of Israel until the fourth generation. And it came to pass. So they're just saying like, okay, so the Lord made good on that. Even though they're all dead now. Ahol, the son of Ahol, began to reign in the 9th and 30th year of other Ahol, king of Judah. And he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menahem, the son of Ahol, every time. For Ahol, the son of Debag, went up from Tirzah and came to Samaria and smote Aphase, the son of C-word, but male C-word, not female C-word. C-word head. C-head. I don't know. I'm trying. This is hard. That's hard to do. I'm trying to be inoffensive in my letters that I'm representing, and reigned in his stead. And the rest of the acts of Debag and his conspiracy which he made and beheld, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Ugh. Then Ahol smote Ahol and all that were therein. Oh, that was a town. Ahol smote Tifsa. I had scrolled down, so I was guessing. Smote Tifsa and all that were therein, and the coasts thereof from Tirzah, because they opened not to him. Therefore he smote it, and all the women therein that were with child he ripped up. That's not very nice. In the 39th year of Ahol, king of Judah, began Ahol the son of Debag. Another one. I'm just going to use Ahol and Debag. They're the best ones, just to get some variety. Ahol, son of Debag, to reign over Israel, and reign 10 years in Samaria. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed, tell me if you've heard this one before, but he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and departed not all his days from the sins of Ahol, the son of Debag, who made Israel to sin. And Ahol, the son of the king of Assyria, came against the land, and other Ahol gave Ahol 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. And Ahol exacted the money of Israel, even of all the mighty men of his wealth, of each man 50 shekels of silver to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and stayed not there in the land. So they paid some guy off not to kill him. I don't know. I'm not doing a lot of recapping because there's nothing, nothing. And the rest of the acts of Ahol and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of Kings of Israel? Okay, it's very easy. It's very simple, guys. You want to fix this book. It's very easy. One thing, just in the beginning of First Kings. Just a little disclaimer that says, note to reader. Just note to kind, to terribly bored, impatient reader who's about to slit his wrists. Note to said reader. All of these stories contained therein are explained in more detail in Chronicles. That's it. End of note. That's the saved $82,000 worth of publishing, like ink, and back when ink was priceless, saved infinite money just because of this. Like, that would save everything. Was there not a person in the entire, like, club of whoever wrote this that was that smart? Like, it's me. I thought of this. Like, come on. There's no one who's that, who can think of that thought. Like, hey, this is getting a tad repetitive. Maybe we just put a little thing that says, hey, all this is written, you know, if you're not going to do the smarter thing, which is just put it all in one effing book, you know, and then just call it a day. If you're not going to do that, then just a little disclaimer. So it's like, hey, all this stuff can also be found in Chronicles. Okay, that's it. That's all I want to say. That'd be the end. And the rest of the acts, yeah, I already read that. And Ahol slept with his fathers, and Debag, his son, reigned in his stead. In the 50th year of other Ahol, king of Judah, Debag, the son of Ahol, began to reign over Israel and Samaria, and they reigned 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Ahol, son of Debag, who made Israel to sin. But Debag, the son of other Ahol, a captain of his, conspired against him. This is a different guy. And smote him in Samaria in the place of the king's house with Ahol and Ahol, the Ahol twin, the Ahol brothers, and with him 50 men of the Gileadites, who were all Ahols. We can be positive of that. There's one thing I know. It's that. And he killed him and reigned in his room. And the rest of the acts of Ahol and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the 250th year of Ahol, the king of Judah, Ahol the son of Debag began to reign over Israel and Samaria, and he reigned 20 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Ahol the son of Debag, who made Israel to sin. In the days of Ahol, the king of Israel, came other Ahol with a longer name, which I'm glad I don't have to read, king of Assyria, and took Ahol and Ahol and Ahol and Ahol and Ahol and Ahol and all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captive to Assyria. See how much time I just saved not reading all those names? And Hosea, and I was going to read it because I recognize that name, but it's Hosea. So, screw it. And Ahol, the son of Ahol, made a conspiracy against Debag, the son of Debag, Debag the second, and smote him, and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Debag, son of Ahol. And the rest of the acts of Ahol and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the second year of Ahol, son of Ahol, began the rule of Ahol, son of Ahol, and Judah to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Ahol, the daughter of Ahol. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Ahol had done. Howbeit the high places were not removed. The people sacrificed and burned incense still in the high places. He built the higher gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Ahol and all they did, are they not written in the book of Ahols, Chronicles of all these Ahols? And the just a picture of a butt on a book, the Chronicles of Ahols. Yeah, in those days the Lord began to sin against, sent against Judah Ahol and Pekah the son of Ahol. Well, a name got through my filter, but oh. And Ahol slept with his fathers and was buried with his father in the city of David's father, and Ahol, his son, reigned in his Ahol stead. All right, on to 2 Kings 16. I think we're doing 4 chapters. I didn't even, I forgot to check if that's how many we're supposed to do, so I'm doing 4, I think. Quick wake-up juice. In the 17th year of Ahol, the son of Debag, the son of A-Debag, Ahol Debag, of Judah began to reign. 20 years old was this Ahol when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem and did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father, as you might have guessed. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, for whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places on the hills and under every green tree. Well, I guess this is something. Something's happening. It's just describing how he was different. sort of how he was bad. Then Ahol, king of Syria, and Ahol, son of Debag, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war, and they besieged Ahol, but could not overcome him. At that time, it was about this time, Ahol, king of Syria, recovered Ahol to Debag and drave the Jews to drave. And the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahol sent messengers to Ahol, king of Assyria, saying, I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. And Ahol, ooh, that was a good one. I was saved by the fact that his name is Ahaz. So I was like, Ahol took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house and sent it for present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto him. For the king of Assyria went up against Damascus and took it and carried the people of it captive to Kir and slew Rezin. And the king Ahol went to Damascus to meet Ahol, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahol sent to Debag the priest the fashion of the altar and the pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. And Debag the priest built an altar according to some guy copied some other guy's altar. I don't know why. I'll let you know if it matters. According to all that King Ahol had sent from Damascus, so Debag the priest made it against King Ahol came from Damascus. That's weird wording, but that's actually what it says, besides the Ahol part. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar which offered thereon, and offered thereon. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. And he brought also the brazen altar, which was before the Lord, from the forefront of the house, from between the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And King Ahol commanded Debag the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their great meat offering, and their drink offerings. And he gang this down. This is like one of those, he's like a waiter, you know, and you know when sometimes they don't write down, like they don't have anything to write down your order? I hate that. I don't like that, because there's no upside. What is the upside to that, by the way? I'm sure some comedian has covered this, but what's the upside to me seeing you remembering an order? I'm going to be like, oh, cool, you remembered that. That's the upside, which is like a 2 on a scale of 1,000 in excitement. Or the downside, which is inevitable, that you're going to totally mess up the entire order. So why don't you just go, just write it down. You know, just go ahead. And even if you don't need to, just hold a thing and like pretend to write it down. I enjoy that more. So he's like, are you getting this? And I sprinkled upon the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood. And I went, hold the tomato on the blood offering and extra mayo on the burnt offering. And I want a meat offering Atkins style, protein style. And then the evening meat offering, I would like animal style. And this is all based on In-N-Out Burger's menu, which I'm sure many of you would not be familiar with, but that's the parallel I'm making to this. So just in case you don't know what I'm talking about. But they don't have waiters there. They don't. So that didn't really work with the writing stuff down. But they have people who punch it into a machine as you're saying it, so they remember. Or they don't even need to remember because it's in a machine. This is how bad this reading is. I'm talking about stuff that just has nothing to do with anything. Thus did Debag the priest, according to all that King Ahaz commanded. There should be a parenthesis that says, except he, of course, did extra mayo instead of hold the mayo, and he was killed for that. And King Ahol cut off the borders of the bases and removed the laver from off them. He took down the sea from off the, I don't know what this means, brass and oxen that were under it, and put it upon the pavement of stones, and the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king's entry without, turned he from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz, which he did, They're entirely contained within this book. That's what it says. I swear that's what it says. I got you. That's not what it says. Yeah, you believe me. Are they not written in the Book of Chronicles of the King of Judah? That's actually what it said. And Ahol slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of Ahol. And Debag, his son, reigned in his stead. I got my theme music coming in my ears, which means I'm going longer than last episode. Got to turn that off real pronto. All right, final chapter. Chapter 17, which this may be extra. I don't know. I didn't even check what reading I needed to do because I ran out of time. Sharks playoff game. You understand. I have to watch the Sharks in about 20, 23 minutes. But I gave myself plenty of time, so I'm not shorting you guys. I'm doing a full episode. I'm doing, like I said, longer than last week. But I'm doing that with the understanding that you will all be rooting for the Sharks. Not that that has any effect on anything, but I'm making that joke. I'm doing this podcast with the understanding that you'll all be pulling for the Sharks in the NHL playoffs to beat the Kings, two California teams. California is where I reside. Anyway, that's all nothing. Chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahol, king of Judah, began douchebag, son of turd fart. I don't know, I just made potty mouth words now. That's just more fun. In Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as you could imagine. But not as the kings of Israel that were before him. So this is slightly different. So we get to hear. That's exciting. Against him came up Ahol, king of Assyria, and Ahol became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea. Oh, that's a person. Conspiracy in Debag, for he had sent messengers. So king of Egypt... What? Oh, I missed. That is, he had sent messengers to, so, capital S-O, so that's a person. I thought the sentence ended and then it was, so, king of Egypt. I was like, that doesn't make sense. He sent messengers to, so, king of Egypt, which should be Ahol, king of Egypt. But I was thrown off, as you can no doubt imagine. And brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Ahol, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and in the harbor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt. Eternities ago. This is in real time, by the way. This Bible. This is, it feels like it's in real time. from under the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statues of the heathen, for whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. So they did this in secret. So that means this goes back to this being just totally stupid, which everything goes back to this being totally stupid. But so they did it in secret. So like they know it's wrong, yet they're doing it anyway. Why on earth would a person either there's something wrong with them, which is God's fault, obviously, or they don't have all the information, which is not their fault, or what? Or what actually makes the most sense and is the truth, most likely, you know, in my opinion, it's got to be the truth, is that they had no idea who the one true God is. And they just worshipped a bunch of gods because none of them, obviously none of them are effective because they're all fake. So they worshipped a bunch of different ones. And then sometime later, maybe one happened to win out because, you know, one has to win out luck-wise. Like, whoever wins the battles, whoever they picked wins. Or, no, that's about the only explanation. One wins out for some reason, you know, doesn't really matter what. Or maybe some better ideas caused it to win out. Or, you know, whoever happened to believe in this one God, Jehovah, as he is named, whoever believed in Jehovah For whatever reason, one. And so they go back and they write all this stuff with a perspective that these people should have known all along. But it's like, you didn't know at the time, you know? It's like if you were... Ah, my audio. I will fix this for next episode. I just forgot. I'm trying to use an external hard drive and it's not working. So I'm just going to record to my internal and then like back up with the external. But it's not... Anyway, frustrating. But yeah. So it's like if you were rooting for... let's say we're all rooting on a horse race and there's one horse named Jehovah and there's... And there's another name, Baal. That's a good, there we go. That's another God. And so as the horse race is going, we don't know what's happening. We got we don't know who's going to win per se. I mean, let's assume we don't have any information, like one of their legs isn't broken or anything. So it seems like an even race. And so the people who are rooting for Baal, maybe they do jumping jacks to root for Baal. And the people who are rooting for Jehovah, they burn meat offerings. And at the time, no one knows anything, whatever. They're just doing that thinking that's going to make their horse win. And then once it wins, once one of them wins, because one of them has to, and I mean, there's a vast others, then they go back and say, like, you weren't doing meat offerings, guys. You need to do, first of all, you're rooting for the wrong horse. Why were these people, they write the chronicles of this time. And they're like, why were these people rooting for this other horse? That's so stupid. The one true horse, you have to do some meat offerings to, and that horse wins. Like, that's essentially what's happening here, in my completely unqualified opinion. That's just speculation. But there has to be it, right? I mean, if anyone has some, like, deeper knowledge on that from years of study, which I would never want to do, like just sitting in a room and reading a bunch of stuff. If anybody has any of that knowledge and thinks I'm wrong about this, feel free to present evidence to me and I will gladly change my mind. But that's probably it, right? Yeah, I think so. We're almost done. They burnt incense in high places, which was wrong. Like I said, they were rooting for the wrong horse. As did the heathen who the Lord carried away before them, and they wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. These prophets who in retrospect were right the whole time. Because at the time, I'm sure they're just as wrong as any other prophets, or right or wrong. Yeah, luck, whatever. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but harden their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that they did not believe in the Lord their God. I wonder why they didn't believe it. Why wouldn't they? Given sufficient evidence, why wouldn't they believe? There's no reason someone would believe in something that's obviously true, if I'm going with your book's premise. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them, that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of the heaven, served Baal, the wrong horse. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, played D&D and, you know, I don't know, lots of stuff like that. Played nerdy games, sounds like, you know. Sounds like they're using divination and enchantments. And sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord and provoked anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. And there were none left but the tribe of Judah only. I'll say Judah because this seems like a significant... Oh, tribe of Judah. Yeah, it's not literally Judah. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers. Spoiler alert! Delivered them into the hands of spoilers until he cast them out of his sight. Spoiler alert! This is spoilers there. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. Ah, oh, we're almost done. Come on. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel from out of sight, out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cutha and from Ava and Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. So it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. That'll show them. If you don't worship the Lord, send lions. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed and the places in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them. See, language like that doesn't make any sense. The God of the land? There's no God of this land. There should just be God, right? But no, there's one horse, and they're like, we don't know which horse to root for. Tell us so we don't get eaten by lions. Could it be that there was just a lion attack and had nothing to do with a fake friggin' being in the sky? Because they know not the manner of the God or land. Then the king of Assyria commanded. I really misjudged this chapter. I thought it was a short one, but it is not. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them in the manner of God, the God of the land. Then one of the priests... See, if you needed to teach, if they needed to be taught the manner of God, why were they at fault in the first place? I mean, he ate them, had them be eaten by lions because they didn't know about God. And then they're like, oh, go teach them about God. Oh. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Okay, so that's how we don't get eaten by lions? Gotcha. I'm with you now. Howbeit every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made. Every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Succum the Beth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima. Don't care. And the Avites made Nibaz and Tartak, and the Sevarites burned their children in fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared the sea. Like I said, there's a ton of horses, a ton of different gods. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves the lowest of them priests of the high places. That's a good one too. So like it's going a little overboard with what these people did wrong. So it says like they did the wrong gods and they made the worst people and all their people priests. That's who they picked. They picked their worst. Like, is that really true? Is that what they did? They're like, hey guys, let's make the crappiest people among us priests just to piss off the Lord that we all know is real and will kill us. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. All right, let's do it. It's so stupid. It's such propaganda, you know? There will be no Mr. Kitty in this episode. Sorry, he's not in this room because I'm in a different room. And he's not allowed in this room. He ruins things, which will probably be how it goes on. So unless there's a very special episode, there may be no more Mr. Kitty. We'll see. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. All right, almost done. Now really almost done. Unto this day, they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they do after their statutes, or after their ordinances, or after the law, or the commandment, which the Lord commanded the children of Israel, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and stretched out arm, him ye shall fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. The covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget. Neither shall ye fear other gods, but the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit they did not hearken, predictably, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, so do they unto this day. That's the end. That was terrible. But I think I maybe made it tolerable. I don't know. I did my best. I think there are some interesting things to explore there, in the philosophy of this terrible book, or just its very existence. But anyway, yeah, this has been a long one. So all the plugs I had in the beginning, those still apply. So I'm not gonna repeat them, but go listen to them again. No, all right. Oh yeah, this guy's. Nice one. I gotta end the audio thing because that's totally relevant to F This Podcast and stuff. But check out F This Podcast. It's back, by the way. Back by popular demand. So check that out. And my other podcast and my Twitter, as I said. So thank you guys, and I will see you next episode.